WJTL bringing you Blanca, Even at My Worst, Cutlass, Believer, and Pat Barrett's Act Justly, Love Mercy, Walk Humbly. Good morning. It's 7:04. Happy Thursday. Stacy and Fred hanging out with you this morning.
Well, be sure you're listening because today's the last day of WJTL's Best Dad Ever contest. There'll be chances to call in and answer our daily Father's Day question and win a family four-pack of tickets to see Lancaster Barnstormers, the book Be Like Dad, 50 Stories of Life and Leadership by Brian Sanders, and also be entered into that grand prize drawing for a pair of passes for a hot air balloon ride. Tomorrow we'll be giving you the grand prize winners.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Joining us live on the phone right now from Colorado Springs is our friend Ben Foley. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the phone. Anybody you want to give a shout out to and say hi to?
That's up at this time, not here in Colorado, but maybe in Lancaster County. my whole family on the Foley side, the Lance side, maybe listening.
So you're in Colorado Springs this morning. I know it's a couple hours earlier, so you probably haven't seen sunrise out yet, right, Ben?
No, it's completely dark.
Well, Ben is the president with ServeNow. Ben, tell us about ServeNow.
Yeah, well, ServeNow began about 8 years ago, and in our first 8 years, we've actually been able to serve over 4 million people around the world and reach about 100 million people online through series of videos and messages, mostly on the good news of the gospel.
That's awesome. I remember about a year ago you were on when it was COVID, and you told us a little bit about how COVID was impacting your serving throughout the world. Tell us a little bit about how things have progressed since then.
Well, it's certainly been an interesting year. In fact, the reality is right now in a lot of the countries, some of the countries that we're in, primarily countries like in Asia, India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and now Uganda again, are actually going through the worst of it. This is the worst that it's been for them during this whole period. So it's kind of odd because we feel like in some ways we're coming out of the worst of it, but for some of these countries, they're in the middle of the worst of it right now. So it's been a really difficult time. And yet, despite all that, we've actually been able to serve more people in this last year that we're kind of calling the year of COVID than any other year before that. Wow. So that's been a remarkable thing despite all the challenges, restrictions, and limitations. I know I've been clinging to the verse in Philippians chapter 1, verse 12, where the Apostle Paul says, "Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters," and he's writing this from prison. So he's restricted and limited in what he's able to do and not able to do his normal missionary travels. But still, in the middle of that, he said that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And we can certainly claim the same reality of that even over this past year, despite everything.
Do you have any great stories about how God has used ServeNow that you could share with us, Ben?
Yeah, well, there was one just recently out of Burundi, and this isn't directly COVID related, but there was a widow who has four children. Her house was just damaged severely by a windstorm. So we immediately went to work helping her repair that roof. And her comment, I thought, really captured the essence of the heart of ServeNow, because she said that we don't know anyone from ServeNow, and we wondered how come people from America saw our misery from that far away. But we were told by the team that ServeNow is here to serve now, just as Jesus would do when he encountered a need. And that's really our heart, is to simply serve as Jesus would serve.
That's awesome. ServeNow, you can check it out online, weservenow.org. Ben has also written a book. It's called Hope Rising, Finding Hope in a Turbulent World. We're going to talk about that book and ServeNow more coming up in just a bit, so stick around. We also have more music on the way, a brand new artist with a brand new tune, and Wilson's My Jesus is on the way next.
With SRN News.